Welcome back. Well, Spurs reported a close to 6% rise in revenue, with bulk of that growth coming through from its international arm. Overall, the franchise owner opened 59 restaurants over the period and has further plans in play to open 21 restaurants in the year ahead, 11 in South Africa and 10 internationally. But with revenue up just 5.7% locally, is that going to be enough to alleviate some of the local pressure it's coming under right now? Company CEO Pierre Fantonda joins us on the line now. Thanks so much, Pierre, for joining us this evening. So as I say, we've had a group revenue up 5.9%, HEPS up 10.2%, and that despite a very challenging South African trading picture at the moment. So what's behind the momentum you are seeing?
Well, I think, Spurs kind of regrouped over the last 2 years, in a sense that a lot of our market share that we've got back in, and we've rolled out the newer models and so forth. We've launched new menus. So I think Spur in itself has done an exceptional job over the last 2 years of getting back its market share after the most unfortunate incident we had in the past.
Yeah. Having said that, even with franchise restaurant sales in South Africa growing the 6.2% and your higher income customers driving a lot of the momentum there, you highlight that the middle income customer, Pierre, has come under increasing pressure. So what kind of shifts are you noticing where consumers are spending and how they're spending?
I think people are very cautious today in what they spend. There's no question that their living costs have escalated enormously over the last 24 months, whether it be electricity rates and taxes, things like school uniforms and all that type of thing. So we've seen a lot of people spending very cautiously in terms of what they eat and their spend per head and so forth. Although their frequency has been more affected, I think, than they actually spend per head.
So with that being the case, what has that triggered in terms of maneuverings, if any, from your side? And, I'm talking now beyond just the Spur a bit off the stable, but across your franchises when it comes to offering, pricing, and I guess efficiencies as well at the end of the day.
So we made a statement, I think, about a year and a half ago. We moved away from this pricing war in terms of product, because at the end of the day, you're going to end up in that vicious circle of, well, you can keep on discounting your product, but what quality are you giving away? And I think people today are very discerning in terms of their little disposable income that they have. They want a quality experience. So we did away with what I would call a discounting kind of platform. We moved it more into freshness, more into quality, more into homemade, which I think has benefited us enormously over the last year or so.
In fact, the Panarottis chain continues to be impacted by aggressive discounting in the pizza takeaway market, Pierre. So how much competitive muscle are you boasting within that scenario?
Well, I think that's a very, very difficult market to be in. The pizza market in South Africa is a competitive one. The price war in that arena is quite self-evident. If you drive along the N1 or and the billboards and the pricing and everything that goes with it. So, we've made some critical decisions on Panarottis for the year ahead in terms of pricing, in the terms of design, and in terms of look and feel. Also, again, not going into that discount situation, but concentrating more on freshness of product and in that situation. Because people, at the end of the day, have also gone on to Uber Eats and gone on to Mr. Yeah. B and so forth, and they're paying more, So it's quite an interesting dynamic to be in whilst the economy's tight and everything's tight. People still use the convenience of those vendors to deliver product at a far more expensive price.
Okay, so that's some of your strategy that you've got in play locally. In your international businesses, that division impacted by weak economic conditions in Australia and New Zealand. In fact, you've been hit by a 12 million rand impairment within that division, with sales declining by 15.9%. You've already closed a few restaurants on that end. What's your strategy there? Are you exploring an exit altogether?
We're scaling down our operation. We have a responsibility to our existing franchisees that are out there. We will continue to support them. However, quite self-evidently, we will not be investing in New Zealand or Australia into the future. We're concentrating on our African operation, our Middle East operation, Mauritius. That's kind of where we are with it.
Let's leave it there, Pierre. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Pierre van Tonder is CEO of Spur.